Well, what's the word?
Pretty good, you know?
Well, I know that we dealt with you last time.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by dealing with.
Well, because you're on GAC's property here, and they don't want you here, okay?
Okay.
So...
Now, one thing I forgot, it's in the car. I'll do it next time.
Okay.
You know, here's my fishing rod. I got a marine license. And as you know, the gives you the right to go around here and fish any beach.
Okay.
But in other words, I absolutely don't want to break any laws.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that, and I
right
agree
now,
with you.
Okay. I was surprised to find out myself that the property goes out into the intertidal.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a little peg. I was hoping to look at some maps and figure out where that is, and I know it's just right after the railroad, after the tree line there.
Okay.
Not where that grassy stuff is.
What I'm going to say is, you know, they don't, obviously you know that they don't want you on here.
Right.
Okay.
To me, it's always been the no trespassing signs with the limit.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, with them, this is our second time, second encounter with you, because I guess last...
Well, there was no warning last time at all.
Okay, well, this time there's a warning.
Okay. And that is specifically...
No criminal trespass. If you criminal trespass, you're going to go to jail.
Right. No.
Okay.
Criminal trespass is anywhere on these flats?
Well, on their property.
Oh, on their land.
If you go on to the flats down there, that's fine. But it's their property, okay?
Right. Yeah.
So let's just, you know, I know that you're saying that you wish you brought your rod and all that, and I understand that. If you're down there fishing, that's one thing.
Way clean fishing around the other side there.
Yeah, then that's fine if that's what you're doing is fishing. Yeah.
Right.
But I'm just telling you, you know, I know that, and you know, I mean, you're not fooling me. I know you're not down here fishing because you don't have a fishing rod.
It's right. I mean, that's why I said it's in the car there.
Okay.
But I certainly gave you the license.
So just take heed to the warning, okay?
Yeah, because I don't want to make trouble.
And I don't want to see you get into trouble, okay?
It's just like, see the, what we're supposed to do is gather pictures, like see the sort of stripe in color.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little different every month. And so the main thing, as I said, has been just obeying the no trespassing signs. Don't go up on their property. But your point is basically stay off the intertidal.
To try to avoid any problems is what I'm trying to say to you. I mean, we're all not here to cause problems.
Right.
Okay?
Well,
I mean, I know
from
that
his
you're
point
not...
of view, I am. Okay? It's basically the idea is that DEP along 98 said, why don't you trim this back so it stops eroding in? And that was my complaining back then. And this wall here, even though it's got annuals on it, it's another big eroder. And so they haven't. And the years have gone by, so now we're pestering them again.
Okay, but why don't you go to DP and push them to do it instead
of being
instead of causing problems with GAC? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I work with the DEP a lot.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to get at. I mean, right now, you're not making a good record with GAC.
Well, I know.
So,
you know, and it's
unfortunate. Why do that, though?
Well, because the thing is that until he commits, he keeps wishy-washing. You know, I've got long emails back and forth with Mr. Coulter.
Okay.
You know, as long as, you know, back a year ago, we were all set. He was going to trim one part and then another, and then this word cost popped in, and it was over. Actually, he became CEO, and you can't start, you know, wasting your tax, your stockholders' money, I guess.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I don't want to babble away here, so I get your point, though. So.
Okay, so I'm just saying, you know, to avoid any problems,
right.
Okay, that's all my concern is. I don't want to see you in trouble. I don't want to have to come down and haul
right.
you
I don't think there's never
going like to
be any
okay.
CD type civil disobedience stuff, and
so,
I'm not interested in that.
So let's just be reasonable about it.
Okay.
Now, fishing, if you want to fish, then, you know,
then
fish.
Go ahead and do it. Right. And I don't have to bring my pH meters to fish.
Exactly.
And, and so, basically, as far as I understand, really, just to be safe here, that where the tree line ends, that's where their land begins.
I don't know where the boundaries are because I would have to pull the map out and look myself, okay?
Okay.
I mean, I'm not a surveyor.
Right.
I don't have a computer.
You know, I'm assuming it's straight. So to me, the safe line for GAC should be the end of the sandbar. See with the ledge right there? And then, you know, the tree line. Because I know I don't have a copy of it with me, unfortunately. The maps with the property lines from the city. And so that's the fair thing. And then if I want to go over here, I'll kayak. you know, and stay off the dirt land.
There you go.
Okay.
You know, so, try to avoid any problems. That's all I'm trying to say.
Right.
And I mean, you seem reasonable. You know,
we are. It's just bitter about all the years going by. You know?
Yeah.
Jeez. Just to get them to do a little frickin' erosion control.
Yeah.
Pardon my language.
It happens, but you know, it happens with everybody. There's always something that somebody has an issue with everything. I mean, you look at all the GM cars that are being recalled. I mean, all the issues with that, and people are fighting for that. You know?
And here I am tooting my own little.
It's easier to deal with it with the corporations. I mean, I know you say you've been emailing back and forth a lot and all that.
I mean, he and I have walked the shore a couple times, with his consultant. Just, you know, the guy's, forget his name now, that's probably in the Bangor story, Bangor Daily News story and all that. But, you know, so that's the thing is that I'm just going out here to, you know, to get some more sediment tests. And, of course, mine are amateur tests and just let people have an idea what the flats look like. And I'm very hopeful, because I know they have a crew that goes around and clears off junk, because it sort of frost heaves up, you know, and all that. And I think they're doing a bang-up job with that if they just commit, you know. To Maine DEP is basically saying, don't worry about it. We won't cost you nothing. We won't ask you to do it. EPA says, we'll come in and check it, but DEP has to let us in. And DEP says, no, we'll... So we're just back to square one with little pH meters.
To me, it sounds like your issue should be between the DEP and the
EPA.
EPA, not with DEC.
Well,
that's where it seems like. It seems like your issue's right there.
Right. Well, you know, here's the thing. If David Coulter said fine, they would both go okay. Because really, that's the thing. In the end, they don't want to waste any of their energy. And, I mean, it's a good company and all that. You know?
But if you had both companies,
but the agencies on the same line?
Yeah, then I think it would be more forceful than, you know, than coming down here and making it look worse than what it is.
Oh, okay.
You follow what I mean?
Well, right. I get the worst what it is, I'm not sure, except, you know, like, I've just been telling people, don't pick up the sulfur and all that, because, you know, the beef that the scientists had, you read that about, you know, the stuff absorbs whatever junk is in this old soil that discolors the mud. The acid liberates it, so it's more easy to pick it up on your hand. So the only thing I've ever done is advise people, leave the stuff here and wash your pet's paws before he gets back in the car, and your own.
let's try to avoid any problems and just go that route.
Do you have a card by any chance? I'd really... that'd be great.
I don't on today. I'm really sorry about that. I don't today. I had my cards and I gave the last one out this morning.
Oh, okay. Well,
do you have one?
Yep, I do. Let me do this too.